This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Syngenta's board last week voted in favor of pursuing advanced takeover talks, which moves the company closer to a merger with ChemChina. Bloomberg reports while negotiations continue, talks could still fall apart, and it cannot be ruled out that counterbids appear. Counterproposals could appear from Monsanto, whose takeover attempts were turned away by Syngenta last year. However, Monsanto officials have said rekindling talks with Syngenta since have proven to be difficult. Syngenta's approval for advance could pave the way for a formal agreement to be reached by the Chinese New Year holiday in early February. ChemChina offered about 470 Swiss francs a share in cash for Syngenta last month. Buying Syngenta would transform ChemChina into a maker of genetically modified seeds, putting it in competition with Monsanto. Lack of seed technology is a key reason that China's corn yields are half those in the U.S., according to Bloomberg. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service on Friday confirmed highly pathogenic H7N8 avian influenza in a commercial turkey flock in southern Indiana. USDA says this is a different strain of the avian influenza than the strains that caused the 2015 outbreak. Samples from the turkey flock, which experienced increased mortality, were tested at the Indiana Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory at Purdue University, which is part of USDA's National Animal Health Laboratory Network. APHIS is working closely with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health on a joint incident response. State officials quarantine the affected premises, and depopulation of birds on the premises has already begun. Depopulation prevents the spread of the disease. Birds from the flock will not enter the food system. Last but not least, we'll hear from the Hillsboro FFA chapter this morning. Last week, I talked with Kylie Kinsey and Ryan Robinson about a couple of events the chapter has been involved with recently. Kylie, could we start out by having you tell us what your role is with the FFA chapter and remind us again what grade you're in?
I'm the Hillsboro FFA reporter, and I am a sophomore at the Hillsboro High School.
The last time we talked, you guys were getting ready to start practicing for parliamentary procedure contest. But my understanding is that you guys actually just finished competing in that, and you did fairly well.
Yes, we took second place at the Greenville Parliamentary Procedure CDE, and now we are moving on to district this in March coming up.
And you placed second as a team, but did you place individually as well?
Yes, I placed first for the secretary, and I got a gold pin for placing that high.
Well, congratulations on that award.
Thank you.
Did you guys have a lot of work preparing for the contest?
We did. We had to practice really, really hard in about 2 hours a night almost. And it was just fun practicing with the team and getting to know each other and then competing and placing second.
So what's next? Now that you've placed second in the section competition, what will you guys be doing now?
We'll keep practicing until March, and then we'll move on to districts and hopefully compete there and make it to state.
Well, we wish you guys the best of luck, and now we're going to be hearing from Ryan Robinson. Ryan, could we start out by having you tell us what grade you're in and what your role with the FFA chapter is?
I'm the Pheasants Forever representative.
And what grade are you in, Ryan?
I'm a junior.
So a junior this year, how is being the representative going for you so far?
Oh, it's going good. I get to participate in the Pheasants Forever meetings. I like being in the outdoors, so being around Glenn and Glenn Bishop, I just get to be around like the dogs and stuff and get to go on hunts, get to watch people shoot their first pheasants, and it's just a fun time.
Well, it sounds like it's a good fit for you, and you actually just competed in a shooting demonstration.
Yep. Wing Shooting 101. It's a good organization for, like, people that has never pheasant hunted or has pheasant hunted that ain't got ground to go or dogs to take. They demonstrate safety in the field, and then they'll take you back in the back, shoot clays to get a feel of your gun or whatever, and then you get to go out in the field and then you get to watch a dog work and point on birds, and then you just get to kill the birds.
And where did that take place? Were you on someone's private property, or was it at a range somewhere?
We're at Cranny Mac out there.
Okay, so any events that are going to be coming up in the future, or any other things that you're doing with the organization that you're looking forward to?
Not that I'm aware of, but I know that if you are looking to do wing shooting 101, you call out there to Dennis, and he will get you set up for a time and date, and then you just go on out there and have a good time.
Hillsboro FFA chapter reporter Kylie Kinsey and Pheasants Forever representative Ryan Robinson. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.